Michael Camorn. He's with the Michigan Medical Marijuana Association. Michael told us he was going to be involved with some cases and legislations and committee hearings, so we wanted to get him back on the program and see what he's been up to. Michael, how are you?
Very well, Tony. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Tell me what you've learned and what you've been up to since we last chatted with you.
Well, yesterday commenced after the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act enacted, voted out in 2008, enacted in 2009. There's been a legislative investigation by a Judiciary Committee that's been headed up by Representative Horn and Representative Kavanaugh. And yesterday was the commencement of those hearings on their investigation. They, Kavanaugh and Horn, gave a presentation to the rest of the Judiciary Committee that's chaired by Representative Walsh from Livonia, and there's about 16 other representatives on there. And they proposed four new bills that seek to amend the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act. And they basically introduced them and then gave their justifications for it. Also yesterday, Ken Stecker of the Prosecuting Attorneys Association of Michigan gave a presentation as well to the committee of kind of the state of affairs of the Michigan Medical Marijuana Act to date. But the way things are going to proceed is it was about a two-hour hearing, and then next week they're going to be taking testimony from some of the leading organizations for a couple hours, and depending on how that goes, they're going to continue the next week or weeks after that to allow public testimony, patients, caregivers, and probably even some of the, if they exist, the opponents of the act. But that's the agenda for the next few weeks as far as this legislative activity.
Michael, there are some challenges because even though the voters voted it be legal here in the state of Michigan, the laws are vague. You could also say they allow law enforcement and government agencies to manipulate the rule or whatnot, but there have been many instances of robberies and misuse of medical marijuana. So the laws need to be, what should I say, tightened up, organized?
Well, we disagree with that. Our position is that the purported problems have nothing to do with the medical marijuana community per se, but the issues really are dealing with where to zone a business, where to put it, you know, where's the money going to be transferred. It has nothing to do with the patient's right to use, nothing to do with the person growing in their home. And what's more is that despite an overwhelming majority of Michigan voters that wanted sick people and the people that are helping them to be taken off the battlefield and the war on drugs, that hasn't been happening. And as a testament to that, the legislature's completely missed the boat. And any of these bills that are being introduced do not try to attempt to protect patients from arrest. They will essentially create more loopholes for law enforcement to find ways where patients and caregivers are not protected. This is not the intent of the voters. What we really want is to focus on directing law enforcement to realize that the voters passed this and they need to start looking at medical marijuana differently and not creating new niches of investigation of how people may have technically violated the act.
Well, Michael, I've got to disagree with you because here in mid-Michigan, we've talked to the three sheriffs. We've talked with police chiefs. There have been medical marijuana facilities closed down out in Williamston because the owner of that facility was growing the marijuana in his home beyond what he was supposed to be growing. There have been businesses in the mid-Michigan area that weren't following the letter of the law. There's been a lot of challenges with that.
Well, there's no question about it, but the position of law enforcement has been to arrest first and let it be ferreted out in court. That's not what the intent of this law was. This law was to have law enforcement not arrest and instead give people protection. Also, the community as a whole has been asking and begging for direction from the law enforcement community, and they haven't done it, and they've held the community to a higher standard of knowing the law than they themselves do. And that hasn't been fair. I have cases where prosecutors have raided and waited for court of appeals decisions to come down and then charge people. That's not the way it's supposed to be. The community as a whole wants to be in compliance with the law. And anyone that's outside of it and over their overages, no one's supporting them. You know, the law is the law. 12 plants, 2.5 ounces per patient, stay within your limits. But, you know, the idea that someone's going to have a 15-year felony because they didn't put the master lock and click it together on their door, and that's not a locked and closed facility, and that's a 15-year felony. I mean, that's not the way it was supposed to be. My last four clients are 70-year-old couples that have been married 30 years that are in court over some technical violation. That's not the face of a criminal. These are people that are trying to be in compliance with the law, and some technical violation brings them in as felons. That's not what this law was intended for.
Michael Camorn is with the Michigan Medical Marijuana Association. Michael, stay in touch with us, and we'll keep covering this story. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tony. Take care. Have a great day.